Country Club FM.
It's Bob Almanac time. Almanac, I'm Jim Erickson, rolling solo almost, because we do have...
Let's do it.
Virtual Neil. Thank you so much. 8:49 is your Bob Almanac time, your Bob Almanac calendar check. Friday, June 28th, 179th day of the year, 186 left to go, getting oh so close to the midway point of the season, of the year, the calendar year, 1778. Ever ordered a pitcher? Pitcher of your favorite beverage, or whipped up a pitcher of Kool-Aid? Well, apparently the term pitcher originates on this date, 1778. Mary Molly Pitcher Hayes McCauley. A lot of names. They just call her Molly Pitcher. She was the wife of an American artilleryman during the Revolutionary War. Carried water to soldiers in these big kind of cup things. And I guess they called them pitchers. From that point on, during the Battle of Monmouth, took her husband's place at his gun after he was overcome with heat. So not only did she deliver water to the artillerymen, she also took the gun and fired some shots in the Revolutionary War, 1778. Speaking of war, 1914, one of the major events in world history took place on this date when Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria, the heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, was assassinated in Sarajevo, along with his wife, Duchess Sophie. And that was, they pinpointed that event as the event that led to World War I. Now, coincidentally, 5 years later, the exact date, but 1919, the Treaty of Versailles was signed in France. The Treaty of Versailles, of course, ended World War I. 5 years to the day that the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated. 1935, FDR orders a federal gold vault to be built at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Fort Knox, Fort, you know, there's military stuff going on there, but also, of course, it's where we're going to store all of our gold there. I don't know how much gold is there now. That would have taken some work. Neil, can you take a look and see what we got?
I'll look that up.
See what's in Fort Knox right now. Do we really have all that amount of gold in there? Is there really that much gold around, or do the gold guys have it all? Did everybody sell their gold during the recession, and none of it is in Fort Knox? Well, again, Neil will look it up for us. 1968, Mickey Mantle played in his last major league game. He could have probably played a few more years, just riddled with knee injuries, and maybe would have been able to play longer if he had played a little later, as far as the later era where they had the DH, Mickey Mantle. That was in 68. 75, Lee Trevino has a story to tell.
And then about 20 minutes later, I woke up, and people were holding towels over me because it was raining on me, and the ambulance was there. And I was in pain, you know, bad pain. I went to the hospital. And my back, left shoulder was burned quite badly because of the rays coming out. They went through my cleats and came out my shoulder. And nothing they could do but put ice on it, because the doctor said, I've never had any lightning victims in here. They all go to the morgue. That's exactly what this doctor said.
So Lee Trevino, who at the time was the reigning PGA champion, and of course one of the great golfers of all time, and a real character, the Merry Mex. He and his playing partners, including Tony Jacklin, former U.S. Open champ here from Hazeltine in 1970, they were playing at the Western Open, and they all got struck by lightning. The lightning struck a nearby lake, and it traveled, deflected over to where they were at a near lakeside green, and they got hit. They all survived, but Lee Trevino, quite a story to tell this day, 1975, and that changed his ways a little bit. Lee Trevino's on record saying that, yeah, he was kind of, you know, partying. He was partying hardy and enjoying the life of a PGA star. And that whole lightning thing kind of set him on the straight and narrow. And if you've ever been out to the 3M Championship, of course, they're not doing that anymore. But when he was out there, just a treat to follow and watch. He just keeps on talking. And it's laugh a minute with Mr. Lee Trevino. 1987, Don Baylor sets the career hit-by-pitch mark. This guy could hit the ball, but also he wasn't afraid to take a pitch and take one for the team. And this was before the era when players were wearing, now they wear all this body armor. Don Baylor had none of that, and he was getting hit by pitches, kind of like Coach from Cheers, number 244 this date in 87. Of course, Don Baylor later on that year would become a Minnesota Twin and help them win the World Series. I don't know if they win Game 6 without his home run that Don Baylor hit to left field at the Metrodome. That was in 87, 1997.
That bite. Now, here's the bite. Keep your eye on Mike. See, Mike has just... See, look at him. You can see it. You can see it. There it is.
Yummy.
I can't believe what I'm seeing, fellas.
Bobby.
They're going in real slow motion.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and obviously Mike Tyson was somewhat desperate, and he wasn't afraid to take a bite. He's kind of like McGruff. McGruff takes a bite out of crime. Mike Tyson takes a bite out of Evander Holyfield's ear. That was this date, 1997. In 2009, 10 years ago.
Hi, Billy Mays here for OxiClean, the stain specialist.
Florida police say TV pitchman Billy Mays has died at his Tampa home. Authorities say Mays was pronounced dead Sunday morning after his wife discovered him unresponsive. A fire rescue crew pronounced him dead at 7:45 a.m.
Love Billy Mays. What a great pitch man. One of the greatest of all time. I know the Flex Seal guy is trying to fill the role of Billy Mays, but I just don't think there'll ever be. Or Anthony Sullivan is good, his old buddy. But Billy Mays, he was only 50 when he died. He had heart disease, and that was 10 years ago. And it's because of him that I am well stocked on OxiClean in my laundry and elsewhere. I mean, it's not just for laundry. Let's go to birthdays now today. Mel Brooks, there's a funny guy.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately! Immediately! Harumph! 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 I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph!
It's Headley, and of course it's the governor, it's Blazing Saddles, and Mel Brooks who gave us that, and so many other fantastically funny movies, including Robin Hood, Men in Tights, History of the World, Spaceballs. The list goes on and on and on. Mel Brooks, 93. Happy birthday to him. Kathy Bates.
Oh, he's in here. I can smell his Axe body spray.
He wears Axe body spray.
You happy? You smell like Amy's dad.
Who was played by Teller of Penn and Teller, who actually talked on The Big Bang Theory. Kathy Bates, one of her more recent roles as Amy's mother on Big Bang Theory. She's 71, known for breaking ankles, if you've seen the movie Misery. And I'm not talking about a basketball guard making a move and breaking the ankles kind of figuratively in basketball. She literally, a block and a hammer did the trick in Misery. Kathy Bates, 71, one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Well, and I'm going to say this, and he would not want me to say this, but this one's for Pat!
John Elway, after Super Bowl 50, won by Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Of course, he's part of their ownership and management group. All he did was bring his team back from certain defeat to victory many times for the Denver Broncos. John Elway, 59 for him. Gil Bellows, you may not recognize the name, but he was that young inmate that was going to get Andy Dufresne out of Shawshank.
I was thinking maybe trying for my high school equivalency. What's he in here for anyway?
Murder.
I was in Thomaston on a 2-3 stretch. Get a new cellmate in. Elmo Blatch.
And he just wouldn't stop talking. Gil Bellows, 52. Happy birthday. She was Archie Bunker's niece.
Would you like to wash your hands or anything?
No, thanks. But I'd like to go to the John.
Well, come on.
Listen
I'll
to Edith.
I'll show you where it is. We're going to the John.
And I hope.
There will never be another Edith. There will never be another Archie. And that's Stephanie. Her name is Stephanie on the show. Danielle Brisois. Believe it or not, Stephanie from All in the Family, then Archie Bunker's Place later on. Danielle Brisois is 50 today. Elon Musk, yeah, entrepreneur, one of the richest guys around, founded PayPal. He's sending rockets into space, wants to go to the moon. He wants to have electric cars that drive by themselves. I mean, this is a guy with a vision. Elon Musk, 48.
I love you, Miss Hannigan.
Why any kid would want to be an orphan is beyond me.
Oh, she is cute. And we get a Carol Burnett cameo from Annie. Eileen Quinn, who was Annie in the 1982 movie.
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life.
Couple of redheads there, Carol Burnett and Annie. Eileen Quinn, Annie, you're going to be stunned to know that she is 48 today.
I'll be there.
Kelly Pickler, she's not wearing red high heels in this video. They're kind of silvery. Kelly Pickler, American Idol star, and then, of course, went on to a nice country career. Kelly Pickler is 33. Gone but not forgotten's need.
It's Gunsmoke.
Oh, so he's been busy watching Gunsmoke. I'm sure there's a Gunsmoke marathon somewhere on DirecTV as we speak. Gone but not forgotten today, King Henry VIII, because they wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. He was the eighth old man. He's Henry, and he had a 38-year reign. Not a bad reign for Henry. John, he was 1491 on this date. John Dillinger, the outlaw, had his own gang. Spent some time here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, in a famous shootout in St. Paul off of Lexington. 1902, he was the FBI's first public enemy number one. We had heartache number one. We had heartaches by the number. We had lonesome number one, and then public enemy number one, John Dillinger. 1902. Lester Flatt. Pick on a banjo, pick on a guitar. Lester Flatt and his buddy Earl Scruggs were very good, very talented. They could perform. They could certainly write songs, too. Lester Flatt, 1914. Happy birthday. Another great country artist, George Morgan.
Candy kisses. Wrapped in paper.
Lori Morgan's father.
More to you.
Lori just turned 60 yesterday.
Than any of mine.
George, her father, born on this date, 1924. He was Arnold.
Wait a minute, Arnold. The paper said Mitsumo Takahashi is giving the class.
I am Mitsumo Takahashi. Is this the face of Arnold?
Why'd you change your name?
What change? I buy a restaurant, had a big sign, Arnold's. Sign's very expensive. You know how many letters in Takahashi?
Pat Morita, he was also, of course, Mr. Miyagi. But we loved him as Arnold from Hat. Boy, that episode where Arnold's burned down. I can't remember if Al was running it or Arnold. I couldn't remember who. But that was a sad season finale on Happy Days. Pat Morita, born on this date, 1932. And another funny lady, Gilda Radner.
I'm speaking to you tonight from my home, which you all saw on my last special, and where we wiped a lot. Remember? We took a widow tour of my place, and you got to see some of my really interesting personal belongings.
She left us way too young. Gilda Radner, 1946. And now, Neil, they're what? They are all gone.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. That's a week of almanacs here for you. Again, if you want to catch up on the almanac, we do post them on the mybobcountry.com website. Just click on the almanac, and you can find past almanacs from before. If you want to cross-check, fact-check, reference, did he really say that type thing, or you just missed some shows, right there at mybobcountry.com. Bobathon time.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG.